Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm still Brad Brown, and today we're going to talk some biking. We head back to Australia to touch base with Ben Boyd, and we'll find out how important he thinks it is to get set up right on the bike as far as comfort and fit is from that perspective. But that's all coming up on today's show. Don't forget, we're still giving away an entry into an Ironman. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win or text the word Ironman to 44222 to get all the details. Before we head over to Ben, let's touch base with our coach's corner. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating, and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You're listening to the Kona Edge. Let's chat some biking now as we head back to Sydney. Ben Boyd joins us. Ben, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Brad.
Ben, cycling, it's something that you come from a running background. It's something you've taken up and you thoroughly enjoy it, although there are challenges living in a big city like Sydney and getting out, particularly on the roads.
There are a bit. Unfortunately, I guess it's just not secluded to Sydney, but there are, it's very, very hard to, as a cyclist, get round and cycle without the fear of being knocked down, I guess, from other vehicles on the road. So I had some unfortunate experience just before a half Ironman late last year where I got doored. So a door opened and I was able, in trying to avoid it, I clipped the door, got a big gash on my leg and fell onto the road. And lucky enough, there was no traffic around, but that was a real eye-opening experience for me. And since then, I've just pretty much almost, not almost, but lost a lot of confidence in riding by myself, especially around Sydney and especially where I live, where there's a lot of traffic that can build up quite quick, that can build up quite quickly, especially over the weekends, around the time when you're coming back from those long rides that you would do.
Yeah, I mean, I do a bit of city riding myself, and that is probably one of my biggest fears, someone opening a car door and just absolutely taking you out. So, yeah, it's not pretty, but confidence is a big thing on the bike. And like you say, it's something you're really struggling with at the moment, particularly out on getting out on your own. Do you think it'll come back? Is it something you need to work on? I mean, talk to me a little bit about that confidence and the lack thereof.
I think it is. I think it will come back. It's just a matter of me biting the bullet, getting out there, and riding by myself. And that's something that I'd like to work on and try and get back into. Because there's nothing better than enjoying the open road, riding early in the morning, and seeing some of the views that we have around Sydney, and being challenged up some of the great hills that we have around Sydney as well. So there's nothing better than being in the out in the open rather than indoors and on the kicker, which I've unfortunately had to do pretty much since that incident. So yeah, it's unfortunate.
But in saying that, the indoor and I mean this podcast has been going for almost 2 years now, and I've spoken to a lot of age groupers, and lots of them swear by the indoor trainer just from a time perspective, that you can get a really good workout in a short amount of time, but it's also focused and you can hit the intervals and hit the numbers that you really want to hit on an indoor trainer better than you can on the road. So would you say it's been a bit of a blessing in disguise, as frustrating as it is and as much as we all love being out? Sometimes, you know, you've got to put on your big girl pants, as they say, and spend hours and hours on the trainer and just and hit those numbers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there, Brad. It has been a blessing in disguise. And as you said, the trainer is really, really perfect for those sessions where you need to hit your numbers and not be disturbed by traffic lights or terrain or other factors that you might get outside. So I do enjoy the trainer for that. In that instance, it's you can get that concentrated workout. You can really get a really good workout within an hour and a half, or however much time you've got spare. And that's one thing that I've really enjoyed about the kicker in that you can just get it done and not have to worry about anything and just pedal. Even though it is quite mind numbing just to be pedaling away, watching TV with a fan on and just dripping in sweat. So
As far as gear goes, what's the best piece of gear you've bought for the bike?
Probably the best investment I've made would be the power meter. As I say, I try and ride by the numbers, especially during the events, and try and not cook myself. So it's a hard balance to try and find that perfect number. Obviously, all the terrains are different for each event. So it's hard to play on those. So you might have a high, low number as to what you might want to hit for your average power. But I find, that was probably the best investment that I've got, in that you really know whether you're cooking yourself or not, or underdoing yourself. So it's something that I'd probably suggest getting if anyone was looking at maybe making that step up to try and thinking about getting it. Do I get a power meter, or do I get a better bike? It's one of those things to look at.
Absolutely. As far as favorite workouts on the bike, what do you love doing?
I'm a sucker for the old over unders. So where it's just really high, close to 100% FTP, and it's just going at those high numbers for 5 minutes, then getting a little bit of a rest for 5 minutes. So they're always mind numbing, and you pretty much feel sick after those. And I guess the other one is the old FTP test that goes for an hour, where you've got to really kind of find that consistent pace for that 20 minutes. And everyone, and I, including myself, make the mistake of going out too hard. And by the end of it, you're just struggling to just rotate those pedals, and you're just looking for the end to come as quickly as possible, and you just see those numbers dropping down and down and down. So yeah.
and gear wise, talk to me a little bit about your setup. What bike are you on? What wheels are you riding? Tell me a little bit about what you're using.
So at the moment, I've got a Cervelo P3, and that has DI2 integrated into the handlebars and also the aero bars. I find that really great. And the wheels are a Zip 404s, and the tri bars are 3T and an ISM seat. So it's a really good setup, and it's actually a very, very comfortable bike. So one of the other things that I made a decision on was to get a 3D bike fit done, which was a really good investment. So I guess a regular bike fit is, where it's just going by side of eye of the actual mechanic or the person doing that bike fit. 3D bike fit is just so much more accurate. There's sensors all over your joints, and you can actually see with the slight changes made to the handlebars or the seat, if your numbers are going up or if your numbers are going down. And it's also a bit of a comfort factor as well. So definitely worth the investment in a 3D bike fit as well. People are looking at that.
I think that's such an important point, Ben. People go and bomb thousands of dollars on a bicycle, but then they skimp on the bike fit. And like you say, it's an investment. If you're going to spend that much money on a bike and new wheels, you might as well go and get yourself set up and make sure that you are as it's optimized as best you can be, but also comfortable. I think that's important, particularly when you're doing long ones. You can get as aero as you like, but can you stay down in that position for 180 Ks? And that's the big question.
That's so true, Brad. I was actually struggling coming back along the Queen K along Kona. It was just I was really struggling, and I was sitting up quite a bit, just from I don't know if it was just environmental factors or what it was, but as comfortable as I was, just sitting up and just kind of stretching a little bit, it does take its toll. But you know, you want to make sure that you are comfortable on that bike for either the half or the full Ironman distance that you're doing, and get the most efficient power out of yourself and the bike as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Ben, thank you for joining us on this edition of the Kone Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to talking about your run next time out. Thanks for your time today, mate.
Thank you, Brad. Have a great afternoon.
This episode of the Kone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekoneedge.com/indoor. That's thekoneedge.com/indoor. Some great advice there, and I will definitely be taking that to heart. Ben, thank you for your time here on the Kone Edge, and thank you too to Fernando M. Henriques, who is in Brazil, who left us a iTunes review saying, excellent podcast regarding triathlon, good tips. Fernando, obrigado. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave us that review. Don't forget, if you leave us a review, you can stand in line to win an entry into an Ironman. All you have to do is head over to thekoneedge.com/win or text the word Ironman to 44222 and I'll send you all the details. It's as simple as that. And yeah, don't forget to leave your sort of Twitter handle or Instagram handle in that review as well, so that I can send you a shout out on social media. If you'd like to get all the details, once again, the URL to get to is thekoneedge.com/win.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kone Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of The Kone Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekoneedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.